Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny System with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps, plus fries, and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Hi, my name's Joe, and the Beatles once said, though I know I'll often stop to think about them, you know, in my life.
That's a great song.
It is a great song. And I think about that song a lot when I see that someone has died.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people and friends that mm-hmm. I will often stop and think about them. But Coolio is not one. And he's dead.
Yeah.
What?
Coolio
he
died.
He died. I saw that. Dead. I saw that last night just before bed.
Yeah.
How was he found? I wouldn't know because I didn't even click on an article.
On the bathroom floor at his friend's house.
That's too bad.
I didn't have any super strong feelings about Coolio, Joe.
Yep.
But I read something this morning that I thought was very interesting. Because what is the one thing you think of with Coolio other than his hit Gangster's Paradise?
His hair.
Well, he had Gangster's Paradise. He had his hair. And he was in a video with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
For mm-hmm. a different...
For that show, no, that was for that song, which was from a movie where she was like an inner city teacher.
Yeah, white teacher in the bad school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that's I'm not sure if that's what it was called.
It might not have been. What was his first hit, the party song, where they were on the beach?
The first one was Fantastic Voyage.
Oh, yes. I love Fantastic Voyage.
And the movie you're trying to think of is Freedom Riders.
Freedom Riders.
That doesn't sound.
It's definitely
that doesn't
not
sound
that.
Right. Nope, that is definitely not it.
I thought you were making a joke, but you're reading that.
Nope,
and you're
that
very
is
serious.
Definitely not it.
Are you
I
making a joke?
I thought that was it. What was
it's
that?
It's like Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds.
Freedom Riders.
I think it was. I think it was Batman Returns.
Wait, no, it was the original Batman.
No, Batman Teaches.
Batman Teaches in
I'm
the
your
inner
substitute
city.
Today. No. Let's take roll. Fatty, what's your name?
The Fabulous Coolio Boys, I think.
And Cat Girl.
Well, for Coolio, the first thing I thought of with him is kind of sad, but I thought of how he was the only person who told Weird Al, no. You can't do a spoof of my
Weird
song.
Weird Al did it anyway.
Yes, he did.
Well, there I was think, Weird Al didn't quite get the message clearly.
So
it wasn't conveyed to him.
Amish Paradise.
Yeah.
And so a couple of years ago, I just saw this posted this morning. It was in trending. Some music journalist had interviewed Coolio. And he said, and just as a throw in at the end of the interview, they said, hey, do you and Weird Al still have any beef? And Coolio, I thought his answer was great because he said, basically, oh, man, we squashed that so long ago. He said, I was so young and full of myself and arrogant and cocky. And he said, who am I, man? Who am I? He spoofed Michael Jackson. He spoofed and he listed all the people that he spoofed. And he goes, and he can't do Coolio? Mm-hmm. What a mistake. He goes, I'm still mad at my management for not stopping me from being stupid. Mm-hmm. And he goes, when I finally heard it a couple years later, I laughed and laughed. I just thought that was really cool. That
is cool.
Mm-hmm. But that was, and I had never heard that part. I always just, you hear the first part.
Yeah.
He didn't want him to do it.
Yeah, he just took himself way too seriously.
I didn't really care. Like, I wasn't like, man, hope Coolio dies at 59 on his friend's bathroom floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out, I'm like, oh, man, I wish I wouldn't have given her that death wish.
The bathroom floor is not a bad place to die.
Yeah.
Every time I've slept on the bathroom floor, it's been really nice.
Every time cool. I've slept so on the bathroom cool. floor, it's because I feel like I'm dying.
Yeah, the bathroom floor fixes it.
Yeah, yeah, that's where you go. You're like, well, I'm probably dying. I'm going to go to that cool floor.
Yeah, and if I do, at least I'm already on the floor.
So RIP, Coolio.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.